Well, hello and welcome to this Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 26th of April 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. I've got to say, the weather this weekend has been glorious. Nice, beautiful sunshine. We've accomplished a lot on the allotment, a lot on the kitchen garden. But one of the things that we haven't had for quite a while is rain. And I think, like many of us, this is starting to get a little concerning. So I believe, looking at my weather forecast, we're meant to be having rain on Tuesday. So in preparation for that, what I've been doing is trying to free up space in my water butts. Now, I do this by pumping water from water butt to some of my water butts that are not attached to any of our downpipes. If they're full, I want to make sure, obviously, all my auto pots are full, and I also fill up all my watering cans and any buckets that I might have, just to try and make sure we got plenty of room inside that water butts. We really want to hold on to as much rainwater as we possibly can. Now, I doubt on Tuesday we're going to get a huge amount of rain, but at the moment it is a case that every little helps. We really want to try and make sure we get as much rain or as much water collected, and also we want to lock it into the soil as much as we possibly can, which is where I bring up my favourite thing, mulches. Just covering over the soil means that that water is less likely to evaporate off and stay in the soil where our plants are going to need it. As you know, I'm a big fan of mulching, and there's some very, very good reasons for that. Now, as I said, it has been a glorious weekend. We have planted up the kitchen garden with all the plants that we had available. These were chilies, peppers, aubergines, tomatoes. We've got a few more to go into places, but they're in our backups should they fail, or they're going to end up down on the allotment, these backups. Down on the allotment, we've planted out our brassicas, so our beds are looking pretty damn full, actually. And then added to that, what we've also been doing is just general tidying up and maintenance, and planted out the last of our potatoes. Basically everything I was saying on Thursday that I wanted to do. I did the beekeeping experience on Friday, which was a lot of fun. You'll hear more about it on tomorrow's podcast, but I've got to say, I really want to keep bees now. Really want to keep bees, mainly for the honey, but I do love honey. I've got a real hankering for it lately, and I think there is something in the air at the moment that being as self-sufficient as we possibly can is the key thing. Now, talking of being self-sufficient, I set up a few weeks ago in my shed a solar panel to charge a battery power pack, and I thought I'd give you a bit of an update on how well that is working, because I've got to say, it's working quite well. I can go out there at night, turn the light on, and see what I am doing, and it does work quite well. Initially, I had a bit of trouble. The solar panel wasn't charging things up as fast as I would have liked it, but I had the solar panel inside the shed. As soon as I moved the solar panel outside, it charged things up much, much quicker. At the moment, the lead is just running through the door, but I'm going to be changing that around a bit to try and make it a little bit better. But on a whole, it is working quite well. Now, it is only doing lights at the moment, so it's not under a huge amount of draw during the day or night. One of the things I'm thinking of is we need to look at how we can get our heated propagators and things and grow lights out there. It might be a bit of a struggle to really get them working, but it's something I want to look at. May mean we need to get a bigger battery pack in the future. Who knows? Who knows indeed? Anyway, today I sowed our coriander seeds. Now, coriander is a herb that I eat quite a bit of. It's one of my favourite herbs. Well, all herbs are my favourite, but it is a delicious herb. Now, some people don't like coriander, and that is actually pretty much down to your genetics. When we were sort of back in the caveman, we all thought coriander tasted like soap. But then our genetics mutated, and some of us now will like coriander, and I'm one of those. The great thing about coriander is, of course, we can grow it for the leaf, but we can also grow it for the seed as well. So it's possible to get two crops out of one, and we can use coriander leaf in garnishes and cooking, and the seeds as well. So it's a good crop to grow for a good wide range of reasons. Now, sowing the coriander is actually pretty easy. What I've done is I've filled up my plant starters, dipped a hole about a centimetre or two deep, and dropped a single coriander seed in each one. I've then placed that in a tray of water, waiting for them to germinate. And once they've germinated, we'll just wait them to grow a little bit strong. Then we'll pop them out and plant them in their locations. Now, this can be out in the garden where I often grow coriander, or in the veggie pot. Now, it is possible, I have to say, you can grow coriander or sow the seeds directly in the ground wherever they are to grow, just by creating a drill in the ground, pouring a few seeds in, backfilling and watering, and then thinning them out as they grow. You want one about every 5 centimetres. However, you can actually let them be a bit more compact than that, and you will still do pretty good. Really easy to grow and really quick crop as well, because you can harvest them in next to no time. So yeah, good one indeed. Really easy, not much in the way of care. Keep them weed free, keep them moist. If you do need to feed them, something like chicken manure pellets or nitrogen based fertilizer, just to encourage some of that green feed. But on a whole, doesn't need much at all. One of my favourites, and it's one of the most popular herbs to use as well, along with basil and parsley, of course. Now, of course, herb gardens are one of the most important aspects of a kitchen garden, in my opinion. We need to always be growing herbs. I do grow a lot of herbs. I've managed to move my Belfast sinks this weekend full of herbs, these rosemary, thyme, and what have you. But we need to be growing a lot of herbs all the time, because we do use them a lot. And this is why I always include them in our monthly seed pack. Now, I do eat a lot of herbs, coriander, parsley, basil, all the herbs I've mentioned, thyme and so on. So we do have dedicated herb gardens, but what I'm doing a lot more lately is trying to incorporate them into my beds as part of this sort of polyculture where we're growing lots of different things in the same beds, mixing it up. Things like chives, which is a member of the allium family, are good at deterring pests as well. So we're using it for that. And it is a great reason to grow a lot of herbs. So for my little Sunday night challenge to you is, I want you to let me know whether you grow herbs in the herb garden or whether you mix them in with your own vegetables. Just simply email me, richard@avegrowpodcast.co.uk. Well, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight. Thanks so much for joining me. We will be back again on Thursday, but Monday's podcast will be out as a main podcast as well. But until then, please take care.